This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, CCW files motion to dismiss draft LANL discharge permit. The New Mexico Environment Department has scheduled an April public hearing about a proposed groundwater water discharge permit for the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, even though the New Mexico Water Quality Act does not authorize the issuance of the permit. Because the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility no longer discharges to the environment, the Water Quality Act does not apply. For decades, LANL worked to make the liquid treatment facility into a quote-unquote zero-discharge facility. Such a facility would no longer discharge thousands of gallons a day of treated radioactive and hazardous liquid wastes through a discharge pipe into a tributary of Morton Dead Canyon. That goal was accomplished in November of 2010 when the facility discharged its last drop through the pipe. Last week, the Communities for Clean Water, CCW, filed a motion to dismiss the proceedings with the hearing officer arguing that the New Mexico Water Quality Act does not apply. Further, even if the permit were issued, it would only become effective, quote, on the day the discharge begins, end quote. No discharge has occurred in more than 7 years, and there are no plans for a discharge. A permit would be a nullity and would remain a nullity. Over the years, CCW raised this issue by providing extensive public comments to the Environment Department and through active involvement in negotiations with the department and LANL. Further, CCW argues that the facility should be regulated by the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act because it treats, stores, and disposes of hazardous waste. The hazardous waste law is more protective of human health and the environment because it would regulate the entire facility, not just the discharge. Nevertheless, LANL has operated the facility on the basis that it is exempt from hazardous waste laws and regulation. In New Mexico, however, conflicts between the Water Quality Act and the Hazardous Waste Act are mediated by a provision in the Water Quality Act that states that a facility subject to the Hazardous Waste Act cannot be regulated by the Water Quality Act. CCW is an alliance of 5 community organizations located in 5 northern New Mexico communities located downstream and downwind of LANL and the location of the 1960s-era radioactive liquid waste treatment facility. CCNS is a founding member of CCW, which includes Tewa Women United, based in Santa Cruz, Honor Our Pueblo Existence, based at Santa Clara Pueblo, Amigos Bravos, based in Taos, and the Partnership for Earth Spirituality, based in Albuquerque. CCW is represented by attorney Lindsay A. Lovejoy, Jr. This has been the CCNS News Update. To download the motion to dismiss and for more information about the proposed April 19th and 20th hearing, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.